1320 WILS. Great to have you here. Well, she really had it all. She had a rising career at a Fortune 500 company, a fantastic marriage. She was living the dream, but something wasn't quite right, and that's when Courtney McDermott changed everything. She's now an award-winning writer, speaker, and strategist, and the author of the new book, Change Starts Within You, Unlock the Confidence to Lead with Intuition. And Courtney McDermott now joins us on 1320 WILS. Courtney, great to have you here.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
And I should know you're joining us where from Italy, I think.
That is correct. Yeah.
And where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Chicago.
From Chicago.
I'm a Midwest girl.
I gotcha. And I know you went to the London School of Economics. Is that what got you out to Europe then? Or?
That's not the first time I came out to Europe. I was vagabonding at quite a young age, but uh-huh. That was the first time I came for a while. Uh-huh. And then I met my husband when I was studying in London and ended up over here in Italy where he's from.
Okay. Oh, he's Italian then. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Do you miss Chicago or?
I do, but I get home quite a bit for work and things, so I don't actually get to the Midwest as much, but I try to fit that in, and I have family also on the West Coast, so some family on the East Coast as well. We're going to be there in just a few days.
Now, you were an executive at Vanity Fair Corporation. Now, were you working in the U.S. at the time then?
No, actually, when I was doing that work, I was already based in Europe, and I was covering corporate communications and then also corporate responsibility for some of the larger brands in the portfolio over in Europe and EMEA, that region.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're doing that kind of work, obviously it's a well-paid job. You're on your way up. What makes you stop and say, maybe this isn't quite right for me?
I had quite a few wake-up calls, actually, and I talk about one jokingly in my recent TEDx talk where I mentioned, you know, I'm sitting on the corporate jet and I'm sipping the espresso and all of the things that I thought I wanted and yet realizing that I just didn't feel fulfilled and something wasn't quite right. And I joke about the fact that my daughter had lost my BlackBerry before that trip. And I couldn't get it fixed, and so I couldn't reconnect to that world, and I just had this time out, a forced time out to really just assess what was going on and why I felt this way, and having, I had been chasing all these gold stars, and I had caught quite a few of them, only to find myself in a situation where I just didn't feel fulfilled, and I didn't feel... Yeah.
What was it, the work itself, or did you feel you weren't around your family enough, or what was it?
It was a mixture of things, for sure. I think at a certain point, the work was fantastic, and I really enjoyed it, but I was just constantly racing, from one thing to the next, and I didn't really, I think what I started to realize in that moment was that I wasn't really living my own vision and my own values, and quite frankly, I didn't even know what they were. So it was kind of a startling sort of, wait, is any of it what I wanted, or is this sort of some preordained societal notion of what success looks like? And, I came to the conclusion, at least in my case, that I had, like I said, been chasing all these gold stars, but I was miserably successful. And it was a mixture definitely of not seeing enough of my family, of, racing from one thing to the next, of, hundreds of emails a day, just complete overwhelm.
Courtney McDermott with us here on 1320 WILS. Her brand new book, Change Starts Within You, Unlock the Confidence to Lead with Intuition. How long does it take from that moment of realization to actually leaving, a great job?
Well, so when I realized that things weren't quite right in Cartagena, I started to think of, what would my vision look like, and what are really my values, and I started to do some real soul searching on that, and that was about, I guess, the first wake up call started happening about 6.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now, today, 6.5 years later, I'm running my own businesses, and I have successfully stepped into the space of entrepreneur, but also having a lot of time left over for what's, you know, and that's also very important to me because I feel like I'm really living my vision and how, why I feel I'm here through my work, and then also having plenty of time left over for friends and family and also for myself.
Is that a smooth transition then? Or?
Well, I actually first, so when I left Vanity Fair Corporation and I gave them quite a bit of time to find replacements and everything, and a really smooth transition out of that, I thought I was going to immediately start up something of my own, or I didn't quite know. I knew I wanted to take a mini sabbatical with my daughter. I did. I brought her back to Chicago for a month and a half. And then I wasn't sure what I was going to do, and I was being approached by quite a few companies at the time to come on in other positions and other capacities, and I was being offered jobs in different places in the world, but I knew that that wasn't what I wanted. I knew I wanted to initially start working from home, and at that point, I was picked up by a group called Sustainability Partners, and they were actually our consultants at the time at Vanity Fair Corporation, and they wanted me to come on as their vice president, but they also gave me the option to do this while working from home.
So I said, sure. And did you enjoy that working from home?
I really did. It took a while to get acclimated, especially because my husband was also working from here and out of home, and so took a bit of time for us to find our balance, but it was fabulous. And with Sustainability Partners, we were working with clients like Nike and Starbucks and the U.S. military and NASA. So it was a really great testing ground for a lot of the ideas that I had, and that eventually really changed my thinking on sustainability and where it starts. And that ultimately led to the book Change Starts Within You.
Courtney McDermott is right here with us on WILS. Her book is Change Starts Within You, Unlock the Confidence to Lead with Intuition. I mean, it sounds like you were driven all along and quite successful. What in terms of unlocking your intuition, what happened exactly for you?
Well, first and foremost, I just started to get quiet and just kind of stop. And I always talk about just taking a time out, and that might even be just a couple of minutes or an hour or even a day and longer when you get used to it. But it's really just, it's tuning out from all the noise so that you can start to tune in to what's happening inside, right? There's a line on the back of my book. It says, you are the answer you are seeking. And I really believe that. I think that when we start to get quiet, we start to hear and feel, sometimes it's not. It varies for different people. Some people say, like for instance, you've definitely heard I had just a gut reaction to this, or my heart said yes, or whatever. So it comes, this magic of whatever you want to call it, intuition, insight. Doesn't really matter what we call it, but it comes in different forms and different ways. And the only way I found, and that I've seen with my clients as well, just to really hear it, is to just get quiet enough that you can. And that's difficult in our society.
You felt that before, because you were so successful, you felt like you were not somehow fully connected to your intuition before that, you're saying?
Well, yeah, I think in some ways I was, but I wasn't quite aware of it. And I think most importantly, I wasn't listening to the calls that it was giving, or the moments where I think I was being nudged in different directions. I think it became increasingly clear as I left the noise of the corporate world and everything else. And as I was started to just transition out of that, I could hear much more clearly the things that were calling to me. And, even things like, I've mentioned it a couple of times, but my values, I think lots of times it's so noisy that it's hard for us to even get clear on what our values are and what our vision is for ourselves.
And you're talking about career-wise, or what do you mean by vision for yourself?
Well, that's a great question. I think I use vision very differently than most people. So I use it actually the way the term was originally intended, which is the ability to see clearly in the present. And so for me, that's really just understanding, what is your potential? And your potential is essentially unlimited, but it's really taking a moment to get clear on what it is that you want, as opposed to maybe what for whatever reason, the directions that you've been steered in that just aren't, they're not resonant with you.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's really about, it's about getting that clarity, like I said, of what your potential is and how you want to live into that potential every day.
So it's, how do you recognize that? Does it give you a good feeling when you think about the right thing? Or, I mean, sometimes I think, you know, the right thing may be a difficult thing to do. That might be challenging and even scary. So how do you identify it?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are numerous ways, and actually in my book, I give a lot of what helped me personally, but I think there, let's just say that I, first and foremost, it's important to get, have a clear understanding of where you're starting from, right? Because lots of times people will use vision as like, you know, some future five-year goal, or state that they want to find themselves in. And the way I think about it is more like, okay, first we have to get clear on where we are, right? So if I say, I want to get to Chicago, but I don't know if I'm in New York or Los Angeles, mm-hmm. right? It's pretty difficult to get there. So first and foremost, I like to help, you know, the companies I work with or the individuals I work with to really get clear on that inventory piece. And this isn't as difficult as it's sometimes presented. So for me, you know, I created, devised a really simple way to do this, which is what I call take your life pictures. So essentially, you just take a picture of yourself in the core areas of your life, and you can assign a caption to it, to that picture. And this is really the simplest way for you to say, look, this is where I am right now. And it's also a really great tool or, you know, way for you to go back and have some almost, you know, I like to say almost quantifiable data or, you know, something to compare. So when you start moving into your vision, i.e., you know, how you see your potential in that area of your life in this moment, you can actually start to track your progress that way. So like I said, vision would be those different areas, you know, these different areas, these different things that you see for yourself, and how you can start living into that is really where the other strategies come in. And
And you're now at this point in your life, would you say you're pretty much living life exactly as you'd like then?
Yeah, I would say really for the most part, very much so. I mean, there are always areas I feel like that we can continue to grow. And I think, you know, one of my old bosses used to say, if you don't grow, you die.
Hmm.
And I believe in that. You know, I'm a really dedicated, truly committed learner. And so, you know, I'm always learning about things and ways to improve my life and the lives of others and businesses that I work with. So I feel like the game is never over. It's just really enjoying, you know, the point is that, you know, it's never about the destination. It's really about how you roll into the destination, you know, how you choose to arrive.
Right.
You know,
last thing. I'm curious about the growth, because growth is usually can be very painful potentially. And definitely scary for a lot of people. So I want to get a sense of how you deal with that. What do you do when you're in a situation where you know you want to do something, but it's going to be potentially uncomfortable?
Well, my advice on that is baby steps, you know. And I'm reminded of, I even talked a little bit about this in my book. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, What About Bob?
Yeah,
that movie?
Uh-huh, indeed.
Yeah, it's, you know, so there's this point, right, where the obsessive compulsive Bob, played by Bill Murray, he discovers baby steps, right? A psychiatrist just says, look, I'm leaving for vacation. Mm-hmm. Read this book. It's about baby steps, right? And he leaves his office, and he just baby steps to the elevator, baby steps onto the elevator. And what I mean by that is I remember once hearing something from Warren Buffett. He said, never test the waters with both feet. Right. So the point is that you can start putting what I say, like putting pennies in every day. And I can talk a little bit more about that if you want. But it's like the cumulative effect of compound, you know, the miracle of compound interest applied to different growth areas in your life. In other words, if you want to do something, say you want to learn to play the piano, right, which is something that I did as an adult, you don't have to just quit whatever else you're doing and dedicate all your time to studying the piano, and that's all you're going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you start practicing and just putting in even just 10 minutes a day, you're going to see eventually you can play. You know, and so and I really feel I'm a, I'm a firm believer in that. In other words, like you don't have to jump and just hope the net will appear. And I think that's what scares a lot of people, and rightfully so. You know, I've done that in different moments of my life, but I've also taken this approach. And I think it's a wise approach, you know, of baby steps, and just, you know, you don't have to just kind of rush into it, but you can take your time and ease your toes into the water, and then your feet, and then your legs. And, you know, mm-hmm. before you know it, you're in there and you're swimming. And that's really what it's like.
The book is Change Starts Within You, Unlock the Confidence to Lead with Intuition. It's Courtney McDermott. Find her at CourtneyMcDermott.com. The book is Change Starts Within You. Courtney, great to have you on 1320 WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS, and we will be right back.